Tucker Carlson, GOP establishment happy to sell out voters with amnesty. By John Binder on November 6, 2020. Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson says Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, is happy to sell out his voters with an amnesty deal after he suggested finding common ground with Democrats on immigration. During a segment Friday night, Carlson called out Graham, who just won re-election in South Carolina, for suggesting to the Senate Republican caucus that their agenda next year could include working with Democrats on amnesty for 11 to 22 million illegal aliens. Carlson asked, "Who's excited to greet our new corporate overlords? Who plans to collaborate, particularly who on the right side? The Republican side, the side that said it was defending you. Who's happy about all of this? That seems worth keeping track of just so we know who we're dealing with here." Carlson went on to say, "I was particularly interested in the comments of Lindsey Graham, who just won re-election in the state of South Carolina because conservatives voted for him. The people around Trump put a great deal of pressure on Lindsey Graham to send them money. So after a day or two, he made a great show of sending them $500,000. But then on the issues that matter, Lindsey Graham immediately ran away from the ideas that he claimed to support and said that he would be happy to sell out his voters with an amnesty deal, like within hours of the election. You have a deeply flawed party that refuses to protect its own voters and represent their legitimate interests, but they are the only hope that this country doesn't descend into something unrecognizable. It puts 70 million decent people in a tough spot. Already, America First conservatives and immigration reformers are pushing back against Graham's comments. The new base of the Republican Party is the American working class, of all races. Common ground on immigration reform is code for amnesty. And amnesty is an insult to the millions who voted GOP in the election," Bostonians Against Sanctuary Cities President Lou Murray told Breitbart News. "Currently, there are about 20 million Americans who are jobless or underemployed, mostly due to the Chinese coronavirus crisis, but all of whom want full-time jobs. Economists have found that their job opportunities and wages can be easily diminished by high immigration levels. One particular study by the Center for Immigration Studies' Stephen Camerata revealed that for every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of American workers' occupation, their weekly wages are cut by perhaps 0.5%. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by potentially 8.75%, since more than 17% of the workforce is foreign-born. The high immigration policy is a boon for giant corporations, real estate investors, Wall Street, university systems, and big agriculture that can cash in on an economy that offers low wages to a flooded U.S. labor market." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.